You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization says the coronavirus variant, first identified in India last year, has been classified as a variant of global concern, with some preliminary studies showing that it spreads more easily. The B.1.617 variant is the fourth variant to be designated as being of global concern and requiring heightened tracking and analysis. The others are those first detected in Britain, South Africa and Brazil. Maria van Kerkhove, WHO's technical lead on COVID-19, says there is some information suggesting increased transmissibility of the B.1.617 variant.
In consultation with our virus evolution working group and our epi teams and our lab teams internally, there is some available information to suggest increased transmissibility of B.1.617. There is a preprint that is out, so this is a paper that has not undergone peer review, and it's of a limited number of patients, suggesting that there is some reduced neutralization, and as such, we are classifying this as a variant of concern at the global level.
The WHO says the predominant lineage of the B.1.617 was first identified in India in December, although an earlier version was spotted in October 2020. The variant has already spread to other countries and many nations have moved to cut or restrict movements from India. Indian coronavirus infections and deaths held close to record daily highs on Monday, increasing calls for the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lock down the world's second most populous country. Soumi Swaminathan, WHO's chief scientist, says studies were underway in India to examine the variant's transmissibility, the severity of the disease it causes, and the response of antibodies in people who have been vaccinated.
What we know now is that the vaccines work, the diagnostics work, the same treatments that are used for the regular virus work, so there's really no need to change any of those. And in fact, there should be, people should go ahead and get whatever vaccine is available to them and that they're eligible for.
The WHO says there's been a plateau in the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths, with declines in most regions, including in the Americas and Europe, the two worst affected regions. But WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says it's an unacceptably high plateau.
Globally, we're now seeing a plateau in the number of COVID-19 cases and deaths, with declines in most regions, including the Americas and Europe, the two worst affected regions. But it is an unacceptably high plateau, with more than 5.4 million reported cases and almost 90,000 deaths last week.
Brazil, one of the hardest hit countries, is seeing infection and death rates remain stable over the last week, but there are reports of an acceleration of cases in the Amazonas state in the northwest of the country. There are also concerns about infection rates among babies and children, although health experts say most children seriously affected by COVID are likely to have pre-existing conditions such as diabetes or cardiovascular disease. Fatima Marinho has told Al Jazeera that since the pandemic began in March 2020, up until February this year, 47,000 babies and children under the age of 10 have been hospitalised with the virus and 2,100 have died.
The new Brazilian variant is partly responsible because it has a larger viral load than the original one and has more capacity to affect the young. But poverty and inequality also play a big part in this strategy, and almost all babies who died are poor and black.
And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has given the green light to cautious hugging after months of strict restrictions as he set out the next phase of coronavirus lockdowns easing in England. Mr. Johnson confirmed that England could continue to the next stage of his four-step plan to bring the country out of lockdown by the summer as the COVID-19 situation improved, thanks to the rollout of vaccines and social restriction measures. Under Step 3 from May the 17th, people will be permitted to meet up indoors for the first time in months in groups of up to six people or two full households together.
I think it's very important that we should proceed cautiously But as I've said many times now, hopefully irreversibly. And the secret of the success that we've had so far, I think, has been that we have been guided by the data, and we've given time to see the effect of each successive stage on the roadmap.
And at Dracula's Castle in Transylvania, Romanian doctors are offering a jab in the arm rather than a stake through the heart. A COVID-19 vaccination centre has been set up in Romania's Bran Castle, which is purported to be the inspiration behind Dracula's home in Bram Stoker's 19th century Gothic novel, Dracula. Since the pandemic started, Romania has reported more than 1 million COVID-19 infections and 29,000 people have died. The latest COVID-19 data from Johns Hopkins University shows there have been over 158 million infections worldwide and almost 3.3 million deaths due to the virus. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.